to the row that's broken out over YouTube's decision to shut down the channels of two prominent independence campaigners. It's emerged the video sharing website pulled the plug on Peter Curran and Stuart Campbell after the BBC highlighted copyright infringements in the material the pair had placed online. That's led to accusations that the corporation's been attempting to silence the pro-independence voice. Well, Stuart Campbell, who's behind the Wings Over Scotland site, joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. How's it going?
Good, thank you. What do you understand happened here then?
What I understand happened is that a BBC lawyer sent a takedown notice to YouTube over 13 videos on my YouTube channel, which appear to be have no sort of rhyme or reason or particular connection to each other. And automatically, in that circumstance, what YouTube will do is take down the entire channel.
How many videos, including BBC material, do you believe were on there?
I couldn't tell you. Probably hundreds.
The BBC have said that whenever we receive complaints about large volumes of our material being posted or used without authorisation, we look to take action to protect our copyright. They're in essence saying that they seem to have complained, as you say, about some individual videos, but they say that it was YouTube's decision to actually take down the channel fully. Do you accept that?
Oh, I'm sure that the takedown notice the BBC said didn't specifically say, and please shut the entire channel down, but that's because it didn't have to. The person that signed that notice, and I'm not going to name them, is a specialist intellectual property lawyer at the BBC's legal department in London. And unless they're a completely incompetent idiot, they know perfectly well that YouTube has a three-strike policy and it operates a presumption of guilt, because it's their job to know that, and everybody with a YouTube channel knows that. So they know fine that if they file 13 takedown demands, that will definitely lead to the entire channel being killed, because 13's more than three, and so that it'll happen automatically.
You've suggested that the BBC's targeting supporters of independence. Do you have any evidence for that?
Well, I mean, yeah, there are plenty of other political YouTube channels that have lots and lots of BBC content on them. There's a Spectator one in particular that's got absolutely scores of the things, and the various political parties and other unionist political commentators that have lots of BBC stuff, and none of those appear to have been taken down.
The BBC say we are in the statement that we've got, we act irrespective of the political views of the infringing YouTube channels, and they say they have taken action against the use of material by individuals and organisations from across the political spectrum.
Well, as far as we can tell, that appears to be a lie, but if they can produce any evidence to the contrary, I'm sure we'd all like to see it.
Well, there's one Labour councillor, Scott Arthur, who's saying on Twitter that his material for constituency work was also taken down. He says the BBC treated him the same way as they treated you, and he said he just shrugged his shoulders and moved on.
Well, no, that definitely isn't true, because what happened on Scott Arthur's channel is that the contested videos were marked private, and he was able to keep having his channel up. So whatever's happened with Scott Arthur, he's had some kind of special treatment that wasn't available to me or Peter Curran. We never got the chance to do that. We just had our whole channels taken down.
What is your understanding of where you go from here? What has YouTube said?
Well, I've already filed counter notices for fair use for all of the videos. So I believe the BBC now have 14 working days in which to either bring this to court or to accept that it's fair use.
Yeah, they say there is a standard process in place if these channels wish to challenge the takedown orders. We will consider any representations carefully. Have you, I mean, other than that BBC statement, which we've been trying to get more detail on unsuccessfully, have you had any representation from the BBC directly?
No, the BBC didn't make contact with me in any way. I didn't get anything from the BBC saying, please take these videos down before the channel just vanished.
Would you have done that had they come to you specifying these individual videos?
I would have challenged any claim, because I believe all of these videos are fair use. But I would have given it some consideration to taking them down permanently while we established that, so that my entire channel didn't get killed.
Yeah, so we moved into this realm of copyright law and accusations of infringement of copyright. As you point out, this term fair use. What is your understanding of how that works and how it relates to you?
Well, there are exemptions to copyright law for, I think the phrase is, for criticism, review and the reporting of current events. Now, clearly, pretty much any news broadcast falls under that category. Politicians' comments are public domain, And I think it'd be a very uncomfortable situation if a state-funded broadcaster was able to effectively suppress any politician comments that it felt like just because they happened to be the ones who recorded them.
Well, we'll see where things move from here. Thank you for your time this morning. Stuart Campbell, he is behind the Wings Over Scotland website. We have repeatedly asked for someone in the relevant department in the BBC in London to come on here and explain the process, and we will continue to do so.